Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, several years ago, I was at an academic conference. Lunch comes, and I end up at a round plastic table with a fellow scholar in my field. He's a grinning young fellow with chipmunk cheeks that bounce beneath tight round glasses. And over salad and pizza, he regales me with a sweeping analysis of the state of scholarship in our field. His shrill voice cuts through the conversations, but his opinions are not particularly well informed. His theology is not great at all. He trades in cliche ideas. And annoyance begins to edge into the borders of my consciousness. Where did you go to school? I ask. He adjusts his glasses. He blinks behind the lenses. He names a suspect institution on the West Coast that's so plagued with silliness it hardly deserves the name university. Oh, okay. And inside, I'm rolling my eyes. My annoyance with his ideas, his opinions, his theology is starting to turn into contempt. Doesn't surprise me. This guy's an idiot. And as if on cue, he shifts to offering his political opinions to everyone around the table. He grins and he nods. Surely we're all in agreement here. Several of us are shifting in our chairs. And by now, the contempt is bubbling in my chest. Everything about this person irritates me. Not only did he go to a second-rate school and get a second-rate education, but he also is a wholehearted proponent of everything that is wrong with this world. And as I walk away from the table with my empty plate towards the trash can, shaking my head, what a moron! Contempt. Contempt is a vicious thing, a dripping vice, a poisonous sin. To have contempt for someone is to believe that they are below you, beneath your consideration, having no worth. It's shifting from the appropriate despising of ideas and actions, things that are legitimately evil, to a despising of the people who have been ensnared by those evil things. We've all had those moments of contempt, sharing salad and pizza with chipmunk-cheeked villains. We've all sat around the round plastic table and listened to the shrill voice bluster out stupidity. And we've all shifted into despising that person. What a moron! Not only is he annoying, but he doesn't even have the good sense to be right about anything. Of course, our contempt is not limited to random strangers at academic conferences, to enemies, or to talking heads on TV. It usually bubbles over at Thanksgiving dinner or in the pews of church. We sometimes reserve our most sneering forms of contempt for those we claim to love. Contempt within marriages. My wife is an idiot. Contempt, cracking churches. He's a worthless bum. She's a blabbering idiot. Contempt, grinding friendships. Ugh, Bob disgusts me. And all the while, we enjoy our contempt for people. It's searing vision. It's righteous brutality. We enjoy how contempt makes us feel. Important. At least we are not chipmunk-cheeked idiots with round glasses. At least we have an ounce of common sense. But as we enjoy our smug contempt this morning for those chipmunk-cheeked idiots, Jesus' Spirit speaks through our gospel reading. And Jesus said this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated the rest with contempt. This morning, Jesus humbles me. This morning, Jesus humbles you. There are two men praying in the temple, says Jesus. The first one is truly a good man. A good man. He's self-conscious in his duties. He hugs his kids. He dotes on his wife. He studies his Bible. He prays his prayers. He goes to church. He works hard. He drops extra money in the offering plate for the woman who lost her husband last week. He went to a good school. He votes for the right people. Need to get those Romans out of office. And now beside this truly good man is an evil man. A traitor to all that is good, beautiful, and true, says Jesus. He's a chipmunk-cheeked idiot with round glasses. He's made a mess of his life. He's not self-conscious in his duties. Doesn't hug his kids. Doesn't even dote on his wife because he doesn't have one. Just a string of prostitutes. The only time he's ever seen a Bible is the one time he and his drunk buddies snuck into the synagogue to let out a fart during the service. Went to a bad school, dabbles in shady business practices, and votes for all of the wrong people. He's happy with the Roman administration. They're the ones who pay his salary. Now they both start praying, says Jesus. And the good man glances over at the evil man, and contempt bubbles up in his soul. What a moron. At least I'm not a chipmunk-cheeked idiot with round glasses. At least I have an ounce of common sense. The good man enjoys his contempt for the wicked man, the searing vision, the righteous brutality. Thank you, God. Thank you that I'm not like that idiot. I put money in the plate to take care of the poor. He cheats people out of their life savings. I'm faithful to my wife. I fast, I pray, I work hard. He gets drunk, stumbles into a brothel. Who knows what he does? Meanwhile, says Jesus, meanwhile, the evil man is over in the corner, head down, smacking on his chest. God, have mercy on me, the worst of all sinners. The worst sinner there ever was. And he's not lying. He is the worst sinner there ever was. And Jesus pauses for effect as he tells the story. And guess what? Of the two men, the evil man went home righteous. No longer evil. Because everyone who exalts themselves will be humbled. And those who humble themselves will be exalted. Sisters and brothers, this morning Jesus humbles us with that story. So often our lives drip with contempt for other people. We shift from despising evil and foul ideas and things, which is good and necessary. We don't call evil good. We shift from that, though, to despising the people that those evil things ensnare. And in our contempt, we display our true colors. We are proud, and we believe that we are God. Did you notice that strange phrase in our gospel reading? The Pharisee stood and thus and prayed thus, as the King James puts it, with himself. The phrase could also be translated as, the Pharisee stood and prayed these things to himself. This good man's contempt spoils his prayer. He is, Adam and Eve, proud, desperate to make himself God. He exalts himself over the idiot beside him, and his contempt declares his pride. I am God. I am the Holy One. Even as our contempt declares our pride. I am God. I am the Holy One. And so Jesus humbles us this morning. He drives out our contempt with this story. And he does it to save us from our own pride. Everyone who exalts themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Jesus humbles me. Jesus humbles you. The chipmunk-cheeked man with round glasses is a sinner. Yeah. But he is also one for whom Christ died, for one for whom Christ has mercy. So the next time you see your chipmunk-cheeked person with round glasses, let Jesus humble you. Imagine Jesus' face swollen, bruised, covered with dust. See the blood running down from that woven mess of thorns, dripping from the end of his nose. Jesus is the one standing beside you in the temple. He is the idiot. He is the moron. The sinner of all sinners. And he died for proud fools like you and like me. And suddenly we find ourselves. Lord, have mercy on me, the worst of all sinners that ever was. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.